In a moment, you'll hear James Stewart as The Six Shooter, just one of the many fine programs brought to you Sundays on NBC. Later this evening, listen to the NBC Star Playhouse with two of your favorite stars. Hear Stroke of Fate and the story of what might have happened if fate had reversed historical facts. And be sure to keep tuned for the dramatic story of Last Man Out. It's a wonderful lineup of great programs, all of them heard only on NBC. James Stewart as The Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both The Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as The Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
Confess thee of thy sin, Desdemona, for indeed thou art to die.
Milord of the law, have mercy on me.
I say amen.
And you mercy too. I never did offend you in my life.
Oh, perjured woman. Oh.
Nay, I speak the truth. I never did offend.
You're offending us, lady. Hey, who is this guy Shakespeare anyway?
Oh, banish me, my lord, but kill me not.
Don't, trumpet.
Kill me tomorrow, but let me live tonight.
Beat back, kill her tonight.
Yeah, let's get it over with.
Nay, nay. The lady, if you strive...
But half an hour.
Holy mackerel, not another half hour then.
Go on, Othello. Put her out of her misery.
Well, how about our misery?
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
He certainly don't mean us.
Ladies and gentlemen. It appears that our Thespian efforts do not meet with your approval.
Appears?
My company and I have played before all the crowned heads of Europe. We thought the enlightened community of Virtue City would welcome an opportunity to witness the works of the immortal bard as performed by Madame de la Seine, the distinguished French actress, and by your humble servant. We were mistaken. To err is human, to forgive divine. I forgive you. The performance is concluded. Good night.
Hey, now, just a minute. You mean you ain't going on to the end of this thing?
You have understood me correctly, sir.
What's Shakespeare going to think?
Yeah, what about the money we paid? Do we get it back?
What about...
Silence! Silence, please! My company has more than earned a meager pittance.
You ain't earned nothing until the show's over.
That's right. Either you finish up your acting up there, you give us our dough.
This ultimatum is outrageous. I reject it flatly.
Just you stay up there on that stage, mister. I said...
Please, sir, please, there are ladies present. Someone might be injured.
You going on with the show, ain't you? Well?
The performance will continue. But under protest, sir. Under severe protest.
I hadn't been back to Virtue City since the second silver strike. First mines played out, 10, 15 years ago, and the town had been crumbling away like a stale loaf of bread. But the new strike last spring, for the looks of things, is even bigger than the first one. The old stores all opened up again, and half a dozen new ones being built. The new railroad accounted for some of the prosperity. Anyway, that's why I'd come to town. I I was supposed to meet the train from Chicago and pick up some spare parts for the pump at the Round Y Ranch where I was working. The train wasn't due until the next day, so I headed over to the hotel to see about getting a room. The clerk was sitting behind the registration counter looking through some kind of a contraption. I didn't know what it was. Sure, I'd never seen a gadget like that before.
excuse me.
Sorry, mister. Didn't know you was there.
Well,
I just got me a new set of pictures. I sort of anxious to try them out, you know.
Pictures? What?
My stereoscope.
Oh.
Why, you seen a stereoscope before, ain't you, mister?
No, can't say as I have.
Why, it's the newest thing. All the folks back east have got them. Here, just let me show you, huh? Now, you wait a minute. Just wait till I find Niagara Falls. Yeah, here it is. Now, you just look through the front end there, huh? That's right. Well,
I'll be doggone.
Why,
it just looks like that water come right at you, doesn't it? Why, you'd think it was real. You'd think you were right there.
Here, just let me show you another one, huh? Now, let me see. Oh, yeah, pyramids. Pyramid. I'm the only fellow in town got the pyramids.
Pyramids?
Yeah, they're in Egypt, you know. Yeah. Huh? There, now, how's that?
Why, just look at... Oh, I can't believe it. that fella's standing out in front of the pyramids. It's just like you could touch him. You could just reach out and touch him. I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
Yeah, you just wait till I find that redskin shooting an arrow. That golly way he's aiming it. Well, if you didn't know it was a picture, you'd swear he was
my,
looking...
key, if you please.
Oh, sure, Mr. Plunkett, sure.
And you may as well have my bill ready. We'll be checking out this afternoon.
Oh, thought you were supposed to give another show tonight.
Yeah. Performance has been canceled.
Hey, Arch.
Hey, beg your pardon, sir.
Arch, well, don't you remember me?
You seem to have the advantage, sir. I don't believe that... Britt Ponsett!
Well, what the thunder are you doing in Virtue City, Arch? Why, I haven't seen you since...
Our triumphal tour of Texas, wasn't it, Britt?
Why?
When we were the honored guests of the governor, my company and I. You remember he insisted that we stay at the executive mansion?
Now, Arch...
I shall never forget the warmth of our reception there. The people of Texas have a true appreciation of the art of the drama, unlike some of our more recent audiences.
Audiences?
Well, come along, old boy. Come along. You must join us for a spot of tea. Marguerite would be so delighted to see you again.
Marguerite, who's she?
My lovely wife.
Oh.
Don't tell me you've forgotten her.
Well, I thought her name
We've taken the presidential suite, of course. If you'll just follow me.
Well, now, hold on, Arch. I've got to see about a room for myself.
Oh, nonsense. The clerk will take care of these trivial details. This way, dear boy. This way. Here we are, my dear Britt. Enter.
Hey, what the Sam Hills happened to you, Arch? What happened to your voice?
All in good time, my good man. Marguerite?
That's you, Arch?
Yes, my dear. I've brought someone with me.
I have been taking a little nap to snooze the nerves. Well, Brad! Why, you son of a gun! Well, where did you come from?
Oh, Maggie, how are you?
He was downstairs in the lobby, Mag. I had to get him up here fast before he spilled the beans.
Oh, that's right. You don't know we're in the profession, do you, Brad?
The what?
Show business, Britt. Show business. Maggie and I are actors now. We got our own company.
No.
Permit me to introduce myself. Archibald Plunkett, late of London, Paris, New York, and, for an unpleasant moment, Virtue City.
Plunkett, eh?
Couldn't keep on calling myself Archie Plunkett. Once I gave up the dry goods emporium and started acting.
Oh, I see.
And this charming lady is my wife, the toast of the continent, Marguerite de la Seine.
What do you mean you changed your name too, Maggie?
Oh, just fancied it up a speck. I used to be Maggie Rivers before I married Arch. Well, we looked on a map. There's a French river called the Seine, so...
Mm-hmm. That just don't seem fair somehow.
What do you mean, Britt?
Well, your folks give you a hand. All seems like you ought to stick with it.
Oh, well, not when you're in the profession.
Is that so?
Sure. Most actors have to change their name.
They do?
Yeah, lots of them.
Well, I guess if it's customary, I...
Gee whiz, you're actors now, huh?
Well, Arch wasn't much good at business, Britt, you know that. He always hated to stay in one place. And then when the drought hit, well, we were cleaned out.
Yeah, it was right about then Doc Ryder comes through with his medicine show. Remember the Doc, Britt?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
And his guitar player left him flat. Run off with that girl he used to do the singing, the one with the yellow tights.
Yellow tights? I don't think... Oh, yeah.
So the Doc needed somebody to take their place, and... Well, Maggie always had a real sweet singing voice, and seeing as how we were broke anyhow...
Doggone tights never did fit me.
Well, you're not still with the medicine show, are you?
Oh, we sure ain't. Anyhow, we struck out on our own, started in doing serious acting. You know, Shakespeare.
Shakespeare? Oh.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
I see.
Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take up arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing.
That's pretty good.
And then. That's Hamlet.
Oh, that's...
To tell you the truth, Britt, I was going to appear as the melancholy Dane this very evening. But circumstances have compelled us to abandon the production.
Is that so?
Yeah, there was a little trouble during our performance of Othello last night.
You mean the folks didn't like the show?
Well, when they started shooting up at the ceiling, that was the impression that we got.
Well, now they shouldn't have done that.
I couldn't agree with you more completely. Anyway, we're going on to Rocky Falls. Maybe folks there will have a little more...
Oh, who on earth?
Right, now you won't say anything. You won't give us away.
Oh, no, of course not.
Your servant, sir?
Forgive me for intruding. Are you Archibald Plunkett, the actor?
I am he.
Delighted to meet you, Mr. Plunkett.
And what may I do for you, sir?
I happen to be spending the day in Virtue City, and I saw a theatrical poster advertising a performance of Hamlet, one of my favorite plays. Unfortunately, when I tried to buy tickets, I was informed that your company isn't appearing this evening.
That is correct, sir. A sudden change in our schedule. We have so many engagements, we're unable to fill them all.
Oh, I understand, Mr. Plunkett. I understand. The vagaries of show business. See, I happen to be in the theater myself.
Indeed?
My card.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry I won't have the opportunity of witnessing your performance. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Old faker. Why, I bet he's no more in show business than you are, Britt. Probably thought we'd give him a couple of free passes.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, Arch, what's the matter?
Oh, no. It couldn't. I've seen things.
Britt.
Hmm?
Here, Britt, what's it look like to you? The name on this card, what's it say?
Let's see. It says Barnum. P.T. Barnum. Yeah, that's the name, all right. Printing's real clear.
We'll return to James Stewart as the six-shooter in just a moment. Now, during the holiday season, with more cars than usual on the road and adverse weather conditions, think a minute. If a child should dash across an intersection, if a tire should blow out, could you stop in time to save a life? As always, during a holiday season, you must be more alert than ever in following simple safety rules. Keep your windshield clear of fog and snow. Be certain your headlights and wipers are working properly. In wet weather, never slam on your brakes. It's a sure way to put your car into a skid. And always follow other cars at a safe distance. Don't be one of those unfortunates who will lose his life in a traffic accident this Yuletide. Be careful, friends. Live to have a safe and happy Christmas.